Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. On the line with us, Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, some major legislative issues, watching to see whether they would move or not. We have one that did and one that looks like it will wait. Explain.
Well, the legislators are planning to wrap up their annual session probably by Thursday. And as you say, some things are getting done and others are going to have to wait. We have a story by Jimmy Vielkind, our reporter at the Capitol, saying that it seems that the legislators will go home without a plan to restrict public access to teacher evaluations. That's what the governor had said on Monday. You know, the new evaluations will be implemented over the next school year under terms that were negotiated between each public school district and its teachers. And it's already in place in New York City. And last year, a court ruled that those records, those evaluations of each individual teacher, are subject to release under the Freedom of Information Law, and that has drawn gasps from teachers' unions and some in the legislature. So they're trying to work out a way to restrict that access to just parents. The governor reportedly wanted to have parents be able to get it without having to physically be at the school, maybe some kind of online release, but others wanted them to have face-to-face meetings to see these evaluations. So that piece of the teacher evaluation plan will not be ironed out this week, it looks like, unless something changes, which it always could. It'll be saved for a later day. Meanwhile, the lawmakers are on track to do one of the more spoken about issues this session, and that is come up with a new watchdog agency that will oversee the health and welfare of a million New Yorkers who are under the care of nonprofit agencies or the state or other agencies that serve disabled people. They're calling this the Justice Center for the Protection of People with Special Needs. The governor has proposed this as a way to remedy the problem of the way that disabled people are treated in an unequal way around the state. It'd be a new 400-person agency. It's purported to be very progressive, and it will take aim at all the problems with that. But not everybody is satisfied. Michael Carey of the town of Bethlehem has crusaded to have a separate independent agency. He says having it set up this way is like having the fox watch the chicken coop. So not everybody's happy with it, but it looks like it's going to be approved.
Speaking of approved, very quickly, Albany has approved a permit parking plan.
Yeah, it's the final piece was approved by the city's Common Council last night, and this is going to take effect on or about October 1st. And it's going to restrict state employees from parking in the neighborhoods around all the state office buildings in downtown Albany. We have a link to a full list of all the streets that are going to be covered by it. And it's been many, many years in the making. And the neighborhoods have asked for this because people who live in Albany haven't been able to park in their own neighborhoods. And this is all going to kick off in the fall, not without some controversy, I'm sure.
We've been talking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more on these stories, just head to timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Hey, Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.